Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show this morning. We're meeting with very special guest, Joe Linnemare, who's the president of TSS Photography. And TSS Photography, founded in 1983, has grown to more than 225 units throughout the country and is now the number one choice in youth photography. And that's coming up in segment two of Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com. Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. How you doing today, Don? Welcome back.
Same to you, Marty. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Been another busy week. You know, these weeks just fly by, you know. But yeah, doing well.
Good.
Keep busy. Yeah, our last show, Don, we met with Mark Mealy, who's a vice president of franchising for the Rita's Franchise Opportunity. And, you know, for our listeners, they know that you and I are both big fans of Rita's, and I don't think we're too surprised at last week's show. What were your thoughts on last week?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a good interview.
Yeah.
I mean, Mark, just like when we had Jim Rudolph in the past, Mark has that same passion for the company, and, yeah, I mean, it seems like it's a consistent pattern and theme with them, you know, as far as people really enjoying working for the company.
Yeah, they seem very passionate at Rita's, don't they? I mean, it seems like the corporate culture is one of passion. You know, I think that everyone who seems to work for the company, you know, that we've experienced, really seems to enjoy it and be very proud of the Rita's opportunity, you know. And here they are celebrating their 25th year, you know, of being in business, which that's a magic number, by the way. You know, I mean, that's a pretty big milestone, and Mark was mentioning that as well. You know, so
also a magic number is when they hit 500 locations. I think they have 550 stores.
Mm-hmm.
So they have
that's
some
right.
nice growth going on. And, you know, talk about passion. I think one of his answers to when we always ask what types of characteristics do you look for in a franchisee, I guess that's something that they look for in their investors, in franchisees. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and, you know, it's one of those franchise opportunities, Don. You know, we talk about, you know, we spent a lot of time talking about the economy and the impact that it's had on franchising and just business overall, you know. But this is one of those, I guess, kind of resistant to the economy, so you can say, you know, because it really is, it's not an expensive product, and it's one of those products that really make you feel good, you know. It's a nice way to end the day, you know. A lot of times, Connie and the baby will go to our local Rita's, is typically once a week now.
Right.
And, you know, just, I mean, only for, you know, spend $10, you know, and it's and have a good time.
That's a good point. People maybe are spending overall less, but, they won't stop going to a place like Rita's because of the low cost.
Yeah. What do you think of the new format? You know, you and I, you know, you have to remember, I mean, it's an interesting time for Rita's, I think, because Mark was mentioning that here they are, I think they're in 18 states, and, you know, you can imagine the fun that he's going to have selling it, you know, because he still has, you know, there's a pretty big territory to sell Rita's right now. Again, here we are, you know, we're very familiar with the opportunity, but we've had franchise opportunities on our show that we've been kind of unfamiliar with in the beginning, where they're big in a certain part of the country.
Right, and not here, and it's just
yeah.
the opposite with Rita's, yeah.
So it was kind of an interesting show, I think, for us, where, yes, we're familiar, but you know what, maybe in other states like, you know, Nevada or Utah, where they may not have a Rita's at this time,
yeah.
It's going to be interesting as far as selling it, I think, you know, so.
Yeah, I love it when I travel around the country. I'm doing a lot of, you know, being in financing, doing a lot of the franchise shows, and I go to an area for a certain time. Then I see certain franchise systems that aren't in our part of the country here in the Northeast.
Yeah.
And these might even be franchises I've helped people with financing. I always get excited when I see a franchise for the first time, and then my wife tells me to calm down.
Well, Connie's the same way. You know, it's just we're always keeping our eyes open, you know, for different franchises, you know. But here's some. I thought this would be interesting, Don. The tagline for Franchise Interviews is asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. So I thought what better way to keep in sync with our tagline and hear from some of the franchisees for Rita's. Listen to this. This is from Teresa Copina, who is a Rita's franchisee. She says, I enjoy being a Rita's franchise owner because of the customers. They visit my stores because they want a treat, something they can enjoy alone or with their families and friends, and I can give it to them. I get to see the smiles on the kids' faces when they get to have the water ice or custard cone, or when they're when a business person comes after a long, hard day and needs a break. You know, sometimes I'm one of those people, you know. And
yeah.
I thought that was a great quote, wasn't it, from one of their franchisees, because it really is so true. It's a feel-good type of franchise opportunity where, you know, the kids are really excited. You know, Martin, the baby doesn't know yet, you know what I mean, that he's going to Rita's because he's still too small. But I suspect, you know, when he gets maybe another year or two, he's going to drive us nuts, you know, as far as going for ice cream and things like that. But, yeah, it is. It's a feel-good kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's a wonderful opportunity. This is from Jeff Abramowitz, and he's a franchisee for Rita's. He says, truly the ability to share with my guests the smile that you get when you taste Rita's products. It's truly amazing. I often stand outside my store and watch the responses of people to the product. We really do sell happiness. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? Selling happiness. You're not in the ice cream business. You're in, you know, the happiness business. You're providing happiness. So I thought that was a very powerful quote. Here's Harry Jones. Harry Jones, a Rita's franchisee, says, we're looking to purchase a second business and like the business concept. When we flew up to Philadelphia to meet the senior staff, we were sold on how committed they were to seeing the franchise succeed. We purchased three locations. The support we have received has been wonderful, and that's so important in buying a franchise. Everyone we have come in contact with has the same goal, and that is your success. You have to do the work, but they want you to be successful. And that was something I think that Mark mentioned too, you know, and you and I frequently mention on our show, you know, is that, you know what, this is going to take work. I mean, you really do have to, I don't say, hey, get your hands dirty, you know, but,
right.
You know, it's going to take some sweat equity, especially, you know, the first year or two, you know, any franchise that you buy. So, and, you know, I have a bunch of others from franchisees from Rita's. I won't read all of them. But, you know, I just thought that those were pretty powerful statements. And what better way to hear about the franchise but from the franchisee sometimes, you know what I mean? So, so great job. So we got a good show today, don't we?
Yeah, Joe Lindenmayer's coming on, president of TSS Photography, a youth photography franchise.
Yeah, and I'm familiar with TSS. You know, I was surprised that we haven't had them on the show up to this point. I think this is the first time,
right,
to my knowledge. I'm going to have to go back to the library, but that we've had a photography franchise on the show. So I was a little surprised about that. So, yeah, looking forward to having Joe on the show today.
One day we'll cover every niche or segment.
At some point, yeah, and I tell you, we're getting very close. I think right now we're up to about 117, 118 shows. So
we should do that by the end of, you know, going into next year. Let's make sure we have every industry covered.
And that's not hard to do if you think about it. I mean, technically, I think there's, what, 75, 80 industries we've probably covered. Definitely, it's, what, 50% of them, you know.
Right.
It could be more. Could be a little less. I'm not sure. So we'll have to have one of our interns take a study and look at that. You know, so next week we have a great show. Someone I'm a big fan of, Dr. Robert Needham, and we met Dr. Needham. It was about a year ago. We had him on the show, Franchise Inc. And you know, I was a little unfamiliar when we first had him on the show. You know, I read his book and. Just an incredible guy. I mean, knows more about franchising than really a majority of people on the planet Earth. He really knows his stuff, and just a good guy. We have him on our Great Quotes in Franchising, and so I'm looking forward to that. He just wrote a new book, didn't he?
Yeah, Wealth 3.0, Saving America One Small Business at a Time.
Wow.
And he's written several books. He wrote Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise, very successful book.
That's a great book, by the way. I mean, I got to say, it is one of my favorites as far as – there's a lot of franchise books out there. I mean, there's probably about 80 of them out there, you know. And, you know, so a lot of times people are saying, well, when are you guys going to write your book, you know. And, you know, there's just so many out there. But this is really if I had to recommend one or two, I mean, this would definitely be one of them, you know, is read that book, Solving the Puzzle of Franchise Ownership.
Yeah, Dr. Needham, really, and, you know, of course, looking forward to having him on the show. He's really a unique individual, and it really brings some real strong perspectives to business and franchise ownership. Just his whole philosophy on business, and he'll go into details about what this book and what his motivation was to write this book.
Yeah, he's a smart guy, too, isn't he? I mean, he's just very likable at the same time. He's a rocket scientist, you know that? I mean, it was a great story.
By his mid-20s, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was incredible, you know, and it's funny, the first time we met him or had him on the show, he said, you know, some people say you don't have to be a rocket scientist to go into franchising, but in his case, he was, wasn't he? just yeah, it has a... you know, nice sense of humor. So looking forward to that as well. And I know you have some interesting articles for this week.
Here's something, Marty, Taking Control of Your Franchise by Dina Dwyer Owens. And this is through franchise.org. It starts out, the struggling economy has taken center stage for the high unemployment, record home foreclosures, and the restructuring of some of America's largest corporations. But as history has shown, small businesses can be part of the solution to a turnaround. And franchisors that have persevered through past market corrections know this to be true. Small businesses drive our economy. According to the Small Business Administration, they create 70% of new jobs and more than half of our non-farm private gross domestic product. Tackle on the advantages of a franchise opportunity, such as branding power, business training, collective buying opportunities, and more. Introduce a growing pool of candidates who are being downsized, right-sized, or simply questioning the strength and financial position of their current occupation. Bring all this together, and what do you get? You get national headlines following the career paths of the newly unemployed into the ranks of new franchise ownership. You hear compelling stories of people who took the plunge, got creative amidst the adversity. and came out of the market as a full-fledged small business owner. There are heroic tales of the veteran who finished serving his country to return and service customers as the owner of his own franchise through VetFran.
Yeah, and we're gonna talk a little bit about. I know Joe today. I mean, he's a veteran. I don't know if you know that of TSS Photography. Yeah, he's a veteran, and I believe they have an interesting program. I don't know if it's affiliated with VetFran, but for their franchisees, I know he offers a percentage of discount on the franchise fee. So I'll have Joe talk about that. He could speak about it better than I could. But yeah, that's great.
For every negative story in the media about big business challenges, there are positive new franchise owners who are finding ways to fulfill their dreams through small business. The credit crunch may not be making it easy to finance those dreams, but the franchising community has responded with its best incentives and programs to date.
Right.
So
not to get you off, but we spoke about some of those too. You know, it's we mentioned that in some cases, franchisors, are co-signing. You know, but they're some of them are really doing their best to, get funding for those franchises. I know it's better than I do. It's a struggle. You know, it's a lot more work today, but a lot of them are doing their best to get these things financed.
Yeah, definitely. And it goes on, Marty, and President Obama and Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner have added to the attention with a plan to inject $15 billion in the small business loan market. Small businesses are the heart of the American economy, President Obama said at a White House gathering on the day of the announcement. There are franchisees, franchisors, small business owners, and their suppliers who couldn't agree more. What we know at the highest levels among our brands is that we cannot be successful franchisors without successful franchisees. We've gone over that in the past a lot. It's so important. That is why we are all in this together, addressing the economy, following the system, using peer-to-peer best practices, and evolving to meet the needs across our franchise networks. That's also why people who feel a loss of control in their current work environment look at franchising as a way to take the reins back. She goes on, we're seeing it in historic numbers at the Dwyer Group, where our franchise brands sold a record 42 new franchises for the month of March. These new franchise owners give a peek into what makes franchising truly great. They get to be their own boss and operate a business that comes with a roadmap. They get to join a large and growing network of peers who have followed the same business system. They get to take control.
That's interesting,
Don.
I was going to say, you said something interesting. You said about that was a record. I think Dina said that was a record for them. You know, and we've had several guests on the show that spoke about, you know, most recently they've had their most successful months, you know, in 2008, which just kind of blows you away, right? Because as you're reading the newspapers, I mean, yeah, a lot of it's just doom and gloom. You know, you say, oh, my God, how bad things are. But House Doctors was one of them. And, you know, I know recently they had one of their franchisees had a killer year recently.
Right.
I think they set, like, all sorts of records, you know. So
the next article. He mentions a franchisee in Pennsylvania who broke the 1 million sales mark.
I think that's, talk about a nice segue. You know, I think that's the one. It might be in Pottstown, but I remember when we had House Doctors on the show, they mentioned that, you know, and that just kind of blew me away. And there's a lot of stories like that relating to franchising, by the way, you know. So very interesting.
I like her quote about operating a business that comes with a roadmap.
Mm.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's a great quote in franchising, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think we should add that. It goes on, regardless of the obstacles being felt these days, there are very important examples that the American dream of owning your own business is alive and well, and that kind of optimism at a local level makes a real difference in a nation eager to turn the corner. As credit markets continue to open, franchisors will be able to expand the doors of opportunity even more prospective franchisees. Likewise, small business ownership and franchise ownership will directly impact Main Street America where it matters most. She's a CEO of the Dwyer Group, of course. She's also chairwoman of the IFA. So
yeah, she's had a huge impact on franchising. You know, her whole family has had an impact. I mean, the Dwyer Group has had a significant, almost synonymous with franchising. You know, she was born into franchising, so you can say. So that's interesting. It's a great article.
Yeah. And you mentioned House Doctors. Here's something through Cincinnati.com by Val Previsch. Locally founded franchisor House Doctors is looking to the future with renewed optimism about the growth of its brand, and its new CEO has energized efforts to improve franchise ownership and has boosted revenue. We had them on a few weeks ago. Jim Hunter, president and CEO, who joined the company about 18 months ago, said he came on board with the goal of bringing new strength to the company's franchisees, which have been hit by the recession and also suffered from the marketing inexperience of some owners. He says, "We want the individual franchisee to bring some strength to the business," said Hunter, a native of Scotland who relocated here from Canada. He has more than 20 years' experience in franchising. "We want to find the right match for each franchise." House Doctors was founded in 1995 by Paul Spires Jr., who also founded Home Team Inspection Service, a home inspection franchise, a few years earlier. Both businesses are now owned by parent company United Mercantile Corp., in which he's the president. Spires' original idea, Marty, was to offer handyman services that stood out from the crowded field of mom-and-pop operations, or as Hunter describes them, Chuck and a truck businesses.
Chuck and a truck business. Well, you know what?
I can't say that fast, five.
Well, we spoke about and that was a wonderful show when we had Jim on the show, and it wasn't even that long ago, you know. So if any of our listeners missed that show, you can go probably right to our homepage on Blog Talk or franchiseinterviews.com and listen to it right away. It's probably even in the interviews of the day category. But, you know, that whole industry, Don, it was just really weird. They House Doctors found a nice niche because my experience has been not positive when it comes to hiring a local handyman. You know, they come late.
Right.
Sometimes they don't come at all. You know,
right.
they overcharge. They don't come in uniforms or anything like that. You don't know who it is.
They stopped off at Rita's. Yeah, it's annoying.
I can tell you some horror stories. And you know, when we had Jim on the show, he spoke about the honey-do list, didn't he? You know, I know. I'm sure Sharon has a bunch of things that she wants you to do in the house, and same here with Connie, you know. So, I mean, the list goes on and on. So, I mean, they provide a great service for guys like you and I, you know. So
let's keep the show positive and not talk about the wives.
Okay.
All right. You know, going on, it says her House Doctors, over 200 franchises nationwide. In 2004, they were listed as one of Entrepreneur Magazine's top 100 home-based franchises.
Oh, good.
Now, they've had some problems. They've had a few franchisees who've closed, and that's why Jim's coming on board, to take House Doctors to the next level.
Yeah, and that's okay. That happens sometimes. I mean, that's not, you know, the end of the world when you know, sometimes a franchisee can fail for several reasons. You know, it's not always about the franchisor. Sometimes it may have just not been a match. I mean, there's hundreds of reasons that you and I have gone into in the past as far as why a franchisee may have failed. You know, it's not always about the franchise. It just may have not been a match, you know, for one of 100 reasons. So,
and myself being in financing with Diamond Financial, speaking to people nationwide, I really know the pulse of what's going on right now in the economy. And I think things are starting to turn a little bit. I mean, you know, we're getting more calls, more people interested, wanting to be pre-qualified for financing. I'm talking to franchisors who say, and consultants, and their activity is up.
Yeah.
And there's more stuff going on. And just ending this article here, it says, with high unemployment, Hunter said interest in franchising is up as well. In March, more than 200 individuals responded to an ad House Doctors had inviting the public to come for an informational meeting about the franchise, and he says the increased interest in franchises makes it possible to be more selective. So we've talked about that the last few shows. I mean, more people unemployed, but you have a pool of stronger candidates with more experience and management experience. Maybe these franchise companies are getting stronger franchisees now. Basically, just people with more experience, or maybe more serious, or maybe a little older, have a little more of some savings saved up, who can invest in a franchise.
I think that this is probably, again, you know, you and I have been doing this a long time, you know, let's say throw the number 10 years. And I think this is probably one of the most interesting times in franchising because, you know, yes, even though the economy may not be the best, I mean, there's also been a lot of opportunity, like you said. I mean, the pool of franchise candidates, I mean, has really been incredible, you know, and a lot of these people, some of them have been forced to, as you say, become entrepreneurs or franchrepreneurs, you know what I mean? They don't want to go back to corporate America, you know, they feel very burned about that, you know, and this might be a great way to do it. But just, I tell you, Don, talking about lease space, I mean, you know, you look out there sometimes, I mean, it looks like there's some killer locations out there that I know are not going to be available in, you know, 2 years, you know, and then people are going to start complaining about there's no locations available.
Right.
You and I have seen that problem before, too, you know. Everyone says, oh, there's no locations, you know. So they could never open up the franchise. So, you know, with a good economy or with a bad economy comes new opportunities and problems, you know. So just I think it's something to think about, you know, so kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it's good. Great article. So great segment one, Job. Don, another great job. So segment ones are a lot of fun, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. I enjoy it.
Very informative. So, and I think we have a couple great quotes in there, too, that we're going to have to put in the podcast. So, so why don't we take a quick break, Don, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic, where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team,
Big Mouth,
as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth Advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchise entrepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We've got a great show today, Don, as we were saying earlier. We're meeting with Joe Lindemeyer of TSS Photography. Hey, Joe, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
I'm great today, Joe. Joe, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, and Don's wife is she's a fan of photography, isn't she, Don?
Oh, yeah. It's been a hobby of hers, and I know she's listening to the show, and we appreciate you coming on today, Joe. We've been excited about having your franchise on.
Well, great, Don. I appreciate it. I'm sure your wife can qualify for some financing if she wants to talk to us about a franchise.
That's true, isn't it? I hope so. That's great. Joe, we always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm just north of Atlanta, Georgia, in Duluth.
Oh, okay, great. Great. And how's the weather down there today?
You know, we have been getting some torrential rains. The drought is officially over.
Okay. Well, that's good.
That is good.
Yeah. Joe, we always like, what were you doing before joining or actually starting TSS Photography?
Well, I've been with TSS 16 years. One of our co-founders and our chairman, Carl Hansen, is still in the organization, and he founded it in 1983. But I originally came from upstate New York,
one
of seven kids, and five of us were in the military. And when my dad was 55, he started his own landscaping business, and a few of us got involved in that, and that was a good introduction to entrepreneurialism and all the uniqueness that comes with a family business.
I love upstate New York, Joe. My family goes to Lake Placid a few times here. Just a beautiful state. I'm sure you had a nice childhood, growing up in that part of the country.
You know what? It's definitely a slice of nostalgia every time I go up there. It is beautiful. But this great country has got a lot of those places around it.
Sure.
So the business started in '83. Maybe tell us a little bit more about the history. What went on with the company? How it formed, and when you began franchising.
Well, sure. It's actually a pretty neat startup. The two original founders were working in another career in the fundraising business, and one was a baseball card enthusiast and had just kind of talked to his partner at the time when they were looking at some ideas for expanding into other fundraising avenues, and started talking to youth leagues in and around the Atlanta market. And before either of them owned a camera, they signed up about 6,000 children in different groups, and church sports groups and YMCAs and athletic leagues and such, and flipped a coin to decide who was going to buy the camera equipment on their credit card, and off and running we were. We were known as the Sports Page for the first year, and opened up a few locations, really just with friends and family that they knew. And in 1984, we franchised and started under the sports section, and we're off and running. And I joined the organization in 1993, and we had about 4 years in a row talking about the economy, and you guys were having a good segment earlier just talking about some of the positives that can come as a result of dips in the economy. And the 90s recession was a great boon to many franchisors, and we were certainly one of them. And we just got our feet underneath us. We went from about 40 locations to about 150 in just a couple years, and expanded our headquarter office, moved into a larger facility, and had a lot of fun.
So you began franchising in '84, Joe. Was there any other photography franchises? I mean, you're kind of a pioneer.
At that time there were none. In fact, we met with a couple of the big boys that were in the equipment and the paper industry at the time, and you can imagine who they were. There were only a few of them then, and they really scoffed at the idea. They thought that you needed to have a big brand behind them, and that you needed to be affiliated with one of the big three. And of course, there were some competitors that were in the school market that probably took all of our pictures at some point when we were growing up. And people that had cameras doing the business in one way, shape, or form. But I think the niche that TSS really fit well into was taking care of all the hassle on the back end. We identified very early on that our franchisees were going to be business people. They didn't need to be lab owners and wrench turners. They needed to have the reliance in someone to take care of the operations for them, so that they could execute a sales and marketing strategy and manage their people. And I think even today, that concept has worked really well for our business and holds true to what our core is, and that's developing sales and marketing folks that can execute a sound business strategy.
So this is a big year for the company. I 25 years since franchising.
That's right. That's right. We celebrated our 25th anniversary this last year, and we had a heck of a blowout. And Herman Cain was our keynote speaker, and it's interesting. You know, I think you try and look at the positives and things, and over the years you learn from your mistakes and try not to repeat history. But the scars sure help you be a better business person, make more sound decisions, and I think the franchisees, we still have our first franchisee with us. So 26 years they've been with us, and it's neat to have her, and she and her husband tell stories about how it was back in the coal burning days of photography.
Did anybody embarrass themselves at that blowout party?
That's true, right?
there were certainly some stories that we could tell another time.
So people listening to the show, Joe, they might have been looking at your franchise right now. How would you describe the TSS Photography franchise system to them?
Well, it's a simple business, and we try and keep it that way. We certainly have advanced with digital technology, and computers have gotten more pervasive in our lifestyle. So you have to have an understanding of technology, but it's a simple business. It's being part of the community. It's getting out there and being able to talk to PTA moms and dads at the schools. It's being able to talk to the YMCA director and understand what's important to them, and that's the kids. First and foremost, whether it's school pictures, sports pictures, event photography, if you can do it, we can shoot it is one of our philosophies. We do everything from dog and cat obedience class pictures to, school, sports, daycares, martial arts, gymnastics, just across the gamut. But what it comes down to, like a lot of businesses, is being able to serve the customer and be relevant to the community. As you look at businesses that evolve and some businesses that may be trendy by nature or maybe a certain, target market that gets out of favor in time, we've got a huge benefit with us, and that's the tradition and the nostalgia that pictures bring with them.
And those pictures are priceless. I know I have twins who will be five next week, and Marty has a young son, and their first team photos. I mean, those are things you're going to want to definitely have. I mean, those
exactly.
Are yeah.
And there's a new class of third graders starting their peewee soccer or hockey every year. So the regeneration of the business is key. And as we look at the future of the business, I think a term that we use around here on a daily basis is relevant. We have to be relevant in the growing economy and in the evolving technology base. What's a 15, 16-year-old on Twitter or MySpace or Facebook? What's going to be important to them when they have children?
Right.
And I think, digital media and being able to evolve with them is critical. And after 26 years, we've proven that we can do that.
That's interesting. It's a nice segue into our next question. One of the questions we've been asking on the show recently, Joe, is what role has technology played with TSS mm-hmm. photography?
Yeah, and if we'd have been talking about this about 4 years ago when digital was really starting to take the mainstream, I would have left a lot more back doors in my response because a lot of us didn't know. We had been talking with organizations like Wolf Camera, who was one of our suppliers, who Wolf is Chapter 11 now, and there are a lot of folks that were out there. Sony and Canon and a lot of the big manufacturers had their boon in producing equipment, printers, cameras, FireWire, all the technology that goes with it, and they're reporting massive losses because they realize that buying a new camera doesn't necessarily make someone a better photographer. So you still have to have the back end, the training, the systems, the support. So technology for us is a tool to be used properly. You don't dig a hole with the back end of the shovel. And for us, we have very strong partnerships and vendor relationships that we've had for years, and they support us tremendously. Fuji has been a great partner for TSS over the years. But we do realize you have to get out there in the marketplace. We were somewhat skeptical about how in-home printers and the high number of digital images and a 2-megapixel camera phone. I mean, holy cow! We had franchisees that didn't understand what a 2-megapixel camera was at one point in time, and now we realize that technology is something that we keep our eye on, that we embrace, but we don't let it change our business rules to the point that it's you know, a knee-jerk reaction. We have to be very, very fundamental about decisions. We have to put the strategy behind what we're going to do with that technology and then execute effectively.
Got to phase it in carefully, but take advantage of the technology.
Oh, exactly. And to quote Herman, I'll give Herman total credit on this, but, you know, his quote is, you know, you don't have to be on the edge, but be on the blade. And and I think that really epitomizes how we look at things.
Is that a new quote for us, Marty?
I think it is.
Great quote for franchising?
I think so, yeah. This is a pretty big industry, isn't it, Joe? It sounds like.
It is. It's about a $2.5 billion industry. You know, and from there, it can go into all sort of directions. We really don't count wedding photography as part of our model. We realize that's a little different skill set. And you know, as we like to say, we don't market exclusively to photographers. So we get people who generally understand business, they understand management, they understand the sales side of it. Those are, to us, much more important because we can train them on taking good pictures, and that's a skill they can develop versus sometimes the traits that you look for in a leader or in a business owner. You know, a lot of times, you know, those are much harder to learn. So, you know, from our perspective, we try and make sure that's what we look for in our franchisees. And wedding photography is a little bit different. Mm. Youth sports and school and you know, the types of photographs that we do with almost a little over 1.5 million kids that we photograph a year, that really fits our niche very well.
That's great.
We're speaking with Joe Lindenmayer, president of TSS Photography. Joe, you've been with the company many years. What's the most interesting thing that's happened to you while at the company?
Well, I think professionally it's a number of things. I think just seeing how an organization can evolve. You know, coming from the days when I first joined TSS, again, at that time we were the sports section, and doing handwritten orders and having the daily phone calls and not having the internet, you know, to the evolution of how we communicate with one another and how franchisees have access to information immediately and how you can get your message out much more concisely, you know, those types of things. Opening up additional markets and seeing franchisees who, you know, come into it and they put all their money in from their retirement account or take out the money for the franchise out of their 401k or refinance a house at a higher interest rate to draw money out or do something that's very unconventional because they're willing to take that leap of faith. And when you call their name for an award at the convention or they send you an email like I got yesterday from a franchisee who thanked us because she's able to stay home and raise her children and not have to get another job. And in today's environment, I think that one of the things we talk about is the positive things that can come out of situations like we're in, you know, over the last year, and being grateful for having opportunities that you can make for yourself and control your destiny is exactly what you guys talk about all the time, and it's what franchising is.
Right. It's great hearing those success stories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What types of characteristics do you look for in a franchisee? I guess, you know, I mean, a real important decision, you know, bringing someone into the TSS family. What are some of the characteristics, you know, the main ones that you look for, Joe?
Well, there really just are a few. We look for track record. We look for what they've done. And, you know, it's one thing to say what you want to do, but the best indicator of future performance is past performance. So what have they done? How have they handled adversity in the past? You know, some of this is an interview-based environment. Some of it's getting their spouse to talk about, you know, their spouse in a way that they say, how do you think they'd be as a franchise owner? How do they handle adversity? Do you think they're going to be able to come home and turn it off to some degree so that they have a balanced life? Those are things we look for.
I don't think I'd be accepted as a TSS franchisee if I had to rely on my wife to say some good things about me, but go on.
Well, you know, we all have our secrets there, but you know, I think the other thing and probably the most important thing, frankly, guys, and I know you've talked about it as well, is the positive attitude. You know, there's going to be adversity. We tell people right from the beginning, there's going to be dark days. If people are used to working in a corporate environment or having people around them in an office, you know, when we're a home-based business, we keep the overhead low. We're under $75,000 investment. With you know, very good sales numbers and network performance to impress people when they look at our model, but for some it's a real paradigm shift to, wow, you know, I get to make all the decisions, and as franchising goes, we allow a lot more flexibility in how our franchisees do things. We do all the fulfillment in our lab. So, you know, there are certain aspects that we have that are totally ironclad, but we don't charge, you know, royalties. So our franchisees have a lot more freedom on pricing. We don't have national pricing. So, you know, a lot of them really enjoy the flexibility to say, look, if I want to do something at a lower cost or a lower margin because maybe it's a charitable organization, or I want to donate my services to an organization. We're partners with Make-A-Wish, for example. You know, we have franchisees that will do things for them pro bono that you know, they can send to us or process through us, but there's no royalty. There's no issues with them doing some of those things. And on the other side, we have national accounts and relationships with actually another franchise organization called I-9. And we have a great partnership with Frank and his organization, and we take pictures for the vast majority of their franchisees, and it's a bulletproof system. They know what they can do. They've got options. They've got other franchisees throughout the network that photograph for them, and they can just follow the steps and, you know, see success from it. So I think they like that blended value, and we like to find people that share our culture. We want to find people that do want to be part of their community, that do want to have a life-work balance. Working from home, as you guys know, talking to other franchisors, you know, there's some challenges with that. You know, you leave the office, but you hear the phone ringing. You know, how are they going to handle that? You know, are they going to be fulfilled in this? Those are the type of things we want to talk to them about.
That's fantastic.
Well, you're right, though. There's no perfect business. It's hard work. Follow the system, and you'll be in good shape. You guys have over 200 franchises, so you know what you're doing. You know, 26 years.
Exactly. I mean, I look back again to my dad, who helped form me, and I was in the Marine Corps, and you have certain values, but he realized at 55 that he wanted to be his own boss. And, you know, I tell people, you know, be grateful. We've got 22-year-old franchisees. If you've identified that you've felt the calling and you want to own your own business, and you're in your 20s or 30s or 40, whatever the age is, you know, be thankful, embrace it. You know, there's going to be challenges to it, but the rewards so far exceed that.
Good point.
Great. Joe, we have to take a quick break. Are you able to stick around for another segment?
Sure, absolutely.
That's fantastic. We'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919. Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand? The opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And we have a great show today. We're meeting with special guest Joe Lindemeyer, who's the president of TSS Photography. And Joe, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the training. What's your training like for new franchisees?
Well, first, we like to believe that, you know, your brain can only absorb what the buck can endure. So we want to get out in the territory, go and market ourselves with our franchisees to the customers. So we spend 4 days in their territory with them to kick off their business. We have, you know, being that we have franchisees and folks that aren't photographers, we have to give a lot of training on the photography side of it. So we spend a day of orientation with them, in addition to those 4 days on the sales marketing side, just going over the equipment, giving them some tutorials, some homework to do, and getting so that they know that if they press the button, it won't blow the thing up, you know, just getting them comfortable with it. And then we come back for a couple more days of on-the-job photography training, so to speak, where we're actually doing a picture day with them. So we spend about a week and a half in their territory over their first month and a half or so. And then, like many franchisors, we come back for TSS University here, and that's a full week of training. And then we do what we call our business development trip, and that's within their first year, sometimes 18 months, depending on their particular launch phase. And it's more of a strategic planning session. At that point, they know the blocking and tackling. They know a lot of the ins and outs of the business. They've hopefully had some real successes and hopefully a couple stubbed toes here and there too, so they don't know what that feels like. And then we try and map out the growth of their business with them. We send a senior staffer with them for that. So a lot of infield, some back here, and then ongoing, and hopefully we've had a regional meeting and conventions and all the other things throughout that time frame as well.
That's great. It's so important. And what's a typical day like, Joe, for a TSS Photography franchisee from kind of like morning to the end of the day?
Well, sure. 85% or so of our franchisees are home-based. So a typical day might be getting up and helping with the kids and getting something going around the house, maybe popping in and checking email. And then at some point in the morning, you know, depending on what they've got slated for the day, if it's a weekday, typically they're going to handle some admin stuff, maybe make some sales calls, pop in at a YMCA, a Boys and Girls Club, maybe go in to see some schools. And generally, again, because we're dealing with children for the most part, by 2 or 3 o'clock, you know, the kids are out of school. They're in the YMCAs or the Boys and Girls Clubs or whatever after-school activities, sports programs they may have. So generally from that time on is a good time to be taking some pictures. So if a franchisee may have started TSS in conjunction with their other career, maybe they're a teacher or maybe they do some other sales job or have another flexible environment where they could leave work at 3:30, 4 o'clock, they may have some smaller picture days at nights during the week. And then on Saturdays, you know, being an old farmer, we kind of liken some of the seasonality of our business to the farming cycle. You know, you've got spring and fall, which are very heavy sports seasons. So your Saturdays and maybe even some of the Sundays, you're going to have camera crews out there taking pictures, and that's the money-making day for sure. You know, we have franchisees that can take upwards of 2,000 kids' pictures on a Saturday. And, you know, during season, you may have 4 or 5 weekends out of a couple months, 5-6 months maybe, where you're just absolutely going full out during some peak weekends. And then during other times of the year, July, you know, we do also appeal to a lot of people, as I mentioned, that have families. So, you know, taking a couple weeks off for vacation in July or not having to worry about the retail hours or the environment of a storefront so that, you know, during the holiday season you can really, you know, reconnect with family and take some time to recharge your batteries and enjoy the lifestyle of the business. Those are all real important to us.
Yeah, that's a good point, just having more freedom in this type of business. And, you know, I just wanted to ask, I guess the popularity of ice hockey and just more indoor sports type places helps TSS and those franchisees, right? I guess you can that kind of completes the year in the winter.
Exactly. And we have a term, you know, we have the traditional sports, which would be your hockey, your soccer, your basketball, baseball, and indoor facilities. I was at a facility in Plano, Texas a few weeks ago, and they've got about a 35,000 indoor facility. They do basketball year round, and they have arena football for kids. And of course, lacrosse is taking off like crazy.
Right.
Youth rugby is kicking off. So volleyball had been one of the fastest growing sports. Soccer is one of the largest participating sports. But then we also do what we call the non-traditional stuff, and that's your dance, your martial arts, your gymnastics, preschools, that type of activity that does go year round.
It's interesting you mentioned youth rugby. Maybe that opens up a whole other avenue for business if franchisees start going to the hospital.
Well, as an old rugby player, I can certainly attest to that, that's for sure.
What advice would you give to an aspiring entrepreneur looking to buy a franchise, Joe?
Well, I think the first thing is they really have to listen to their heart. You know, there's times today when you leave your job, and I talk to prospective franchisees on a weekly basis, and you know, they may have just an absolute terrible day. Maybe their earnings were down or their boss was frustrated and got on them about something. And, you know, so many times you have people that inquire about a franchise and it's in reaction to something that happened. Maybe they were laid off. Maybe something else was happening. You know, a lot of times those guys don't end up following through, and that's okay. They learn something about themselves in the process. But I think to be happy and fulfilled and not have those second guesses or the remorse that can set in is to make sure it's really what you want to do. Talk to your family. Talk to friends. Make sure it's a good fit. Make sure you understand what's going to be required of you. You know, a lot of people want to be the one to make the decision on things. They want to have that final decision. And certainly within the structure of the system and some of the responsibilities the franchisor wants to have in that process, you can do that. But you also have to be prepared to have bad days. And do you have a support network around you that can pick you up? Do they, you know, are they going to let you vent? Are they going to let you just bounce ideas? Do you have an advisory panel? It can be brothers. It can be an uncle. It can be a dad, a sister. It could be whoever to just give you some advice through the process because, you know, everybody has an idea. Everybody has a calling. It just may take some people a little bit longer to find it.
Right,
great
interesting.
Advice.
Listen to your heart. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what are the franchisor's plans for the future? Where's TSS heading, Joe?
Well, upward and outward for sure. You know, after 26 years, I was reading the other day that IHOP got into their 50th state in their 50th year. Yeah, I thought that was kind of apropos. One of our goals is to certainly be in every state. There's a few states that we're not in right now. Washington, Montana, Wyoming, those, you know, the Dakotas, we're, you know, looking at that very aggressively. You know, from a staff development standpoint, we've got some great people in house that we have worked very hard to develop. We've made the conscious decision in this economy, to make sure that we don't react entirely. You know, that we've got to react to some extent, and you know, you make your strategic plan and your goals, and you know, a three-year plan right now that had been made a year and a half ago should have been scrapped a few months ago. But our position is that we're going to be proactive. We've added some staff internally so that we can bring things in-house like software development, things like that are going to give us the ability to be more flexible and more dynamic going forward. We have introduced additional revenue sources for our franchisees, and we added a second franchise. We added Young Masters in October under our parent company, which parallels the TSS side of it very well, and we've got about 20 franchisees that are multi-concept owners now. And it gives them a neat 1-2 punch to provide additional services and be more valuable to the customers. But it also allows our headquarter operation to gain some efficiencies in production. We look forward to additional buying power with vendors because we're adding more, you know, more volume to our operation internally, which will then have a benefit to all of our franchisees because we think we can defray costs and help, you know, add more value and more services and support to them because we're adding another business. So
always evolving,
that's
like
a big
you mentioned
part
earlier. Yeah.
You got it. Yeah.
great. So we have about 30 seconds. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a TSS Photography franchisee?
Well, the website, www.tssphotography.com, is a great start. 800-321-9127 would be our direct line, and we'd love to hear from people that think this might be a great career for them.
Fantastic. And I want to thank you again, Joe. You've been an incredible guest, and we'd love to have you back in the near future.
I would love that, gentlemen. You guys have a great day. You've got a great program here.
Thank you so
thank
much,
you very much,
Joe. Have
great
a great
job.
Day. Great show, huh, Don?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very interesting opportunity, you know. And, you know, there's one thing as Joe was talking, you know, franchising is a vehicle to get you from point A to point B. And I think that's what this franchise does, you know. I mean, it's like you see a very big market for a lot of people. Could be great franchisees with TSS Photography, working from home and spending more time with kids. And
right. Just a lot of freedom, a lot of flexibility, a very interesting franchise.
Absolutely. So again, for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com, go to gofranchise.com and franchisefunding.net, and I guess I'll be talking to you next week, won't I, Don?
Definitely. Have a good rest of the day, Marty.
Have a great day, Don. Take care.
Bye-bye.